Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building what I like to call the Midnight Amen approach. That's a chopped vinyl texture stretch in Ableton Live 12, designed for jungle and old-school drum and bass vibes. The idea is simple, but the payoff is huge. We're not making a flashy lead part here. We're making that ghost in the background, that dusty break bed that feels like a worn record breathing under the drums. And if you're new to this, good news, you can do the whole thing with stock Ableton tools. We're going to use Simpler, Warp, Drum Rack, Auto Filter, Saturator, Drum Bus, Echo, and Utility. No fancy extras needed, just a good break, a bit of patience, and a sense for groove. First, pick a break that has character. An Amen-style break is perfect, but any dusty funk break or old drum loop with some room tone can work. The important thing is that the sample has strong transients, a little hiss or crackle, and enough movement to feel alive once it's stretched. Drop it onto an audio track. Make sure Warp is on, and don't overthink the source too much. For this style, personality matters more than polish. Now open the clip and look at the Warp mode. For a clean, punchy break, beats can work well. But for this Midnight Amen vibe, I want you to try Complex first. Complex tends to smear the audio in a way that feels more worn, more atmospheric, and a little more haunted. Stretch the sample so it fits your project tempo, usually somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM, if you're aiming for classic DNB pacing. The goal is not to make it tight and modern. The goal is to make it feel like it's been pulled through an old sampler and left out in the fog. If it starts getting too messy, no problem. Switch back to beats and reduce the stretching. Clean enough is totally fine. Remember, this layer is about vibe, not perfection. Next, let's turn that break into something you can actually play. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Ableton will create a drum rack, and now each slice becomes a pad. Use a slicing preset like 1/8 or 1/16 for tight control, or transient slicing if the break has clear hit points. Now draw a simple pattern in the piano roll. Keep it musical and keep it sparse. Put the snare slices on the backbeats, add a couple of ghost notes before or after the snare, and tuck in a few hat fragments between the main hits. Leave gaps. Seriously, leave space. That space is part of the groove. A good beginner pattern might be kick fragments on the 1 and then end of 2, snare on 2 and 4, and a few quiet ghost slices around those hits. You're not trying to build a full drum loop from scratch. You're creating a rhythmic conversation between slices. That's where the jungle feel starts to appear. Now open one of the slice chains inside the drum rack and look at Simpler. You want these hits to feel slightly worn, not ultra clean. Keep the start position as is, or nudge it earlier if you need a little extra snap. Use a very short fade if you're getting clicks, and set voices to 1 so each slice behaves like a one shot. If a slice feels too bright, gently low pass it. Inside the drum rack, balance matters. Bring the snare up so it leads the pattern. Keep the hats lighter. Make the ghost slices quieter still. A texture loop should support the main drums, not compete with them. Think of it like a shadow rhythm, not the star of the show. Now we start making it sound like old vinyl. Add an auto filter after the drum rack. Set it to low pass, and bring the cutoff down somewhere around 3 to 8 kHz depending on how dark you want it. A little resonance can help the filter speak, but don't overdo it. You want mood, not squeal. After that, add saturator. Give it a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start, and turn on soft clip if needed. Use the output to match your level so you're not just fooling yourself with extra loudness. Then, if you want more grime, add drum bus after that. A little drive is enough. A touch of crunch can be great, but keep boom very subtle or off completely for this kind of texture. Here's why this works. The filter removes shiny top-end clutter, and the saturation makes the chopped break feel denser and more record-like. That lets it sit behind hard kicks, snare, and sub without fighting for attention. In drum and bass, that's gold. Now let's talk about groove. This is where the whole thing comes alive. Use the groove pool and try a subtle swing preset if you have one, something MPC style or similar. You do not want heavy swing, just enough to make the slices lean forward. If you're programming by hand, nudge a few ghost notes late by a tiny amount. Lower the velocity on offbeat slices. Leave a few little gaps so the break can breathe. A lot of beginners make the mistake of putting everything exactly on the grid. That often sounds sterile. In jungle, a tiny amount of wobble is part of the charm. It should feel human, not mechanical. To sell the Midnight Vinyl idea even more, add a separate noise layer. This could be vinyl crackle, room tone, or a high-passed ambience loop. Put it on its own track and keep it very quiet. Use EQ8 to high-pass it around 200 to 500 Hz, and then pull the gain down with utility until it's barely there. If you mute it and the loop suddenly feels too clean, that means it's doing its job. You can also add a little auto filter or echo to the noise bed if you want it to feel more ghosted and spatial. Just keep it subtle. This is background glue, not a feature. Now we make the loop move. Static texture gets old fast, especially in DNB. So automate something. One of the easiest moves is opening the filter cutoff slowly over 8 or 16 bars. You could also raise echo feedback for 1 bar before a transition, or give saturator a tiny bump during a build. Even a small gain dip with utility before the drop can create real tension. A simple arrangement might be this. Bars 1 through 8 are dark and filtered. Bars 9 through 12 get a bit brighter and more open. Bars 13 through 16 rise slightly in filter or echo, and then the last bar drops out or gets cut hard for impact. That's enough movement to keep it interesting without turning it into a whole different sound. At this point, check your balance. If this chopped vinyl layer is part of your main drum energy, route it into a drum group or texture group, and control the overall level there. Keep headroom in mind. In DNB, the kick and sub need space to breathe. Your texture should sit underneath them, not on top of them. Use EQ8 if necessary. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz so the break doesn't fight the low end. If it sounds boxy, try a small cut around 300 to 500 Hz. If the crackle gets sharp, tame a bit around 6 to 10 kHz. The goal is to keep the texture present but controlled. And one of the most important checks, listen in mono. If the groove still works when you collapse it down, you're in great shape. If it disappears, you may be relying too much on stereo width or high-end shimmer. A really useful mindset here is to think in layers, not one loop. The best jungle texture often comes from stacking a few quiet elements rather than forcing one sample to do everything. You might have one slice layer for rhythm, one noise layer for grit, and one filtered ambience layer for air. That combination can feel much richer than a single overprocessed loop. Also, if your pattern feels too busy, remove notes before adding more effects. That's a big one. Beginners often try to fix clutter with more plugins, when the answer is usually fewer hits. In this style, subtraction can make the groove feel more expensive. Here are a few extra moves you can try once the basic version is working. Reverse one or two slices, like a snare tail or a hat fragment, and place them before a main hit for a little suction effect. Make a ghost bar by copying the loop and stripping most of the hits out of one bar, then use that emptier bar as a breathing point. Or build two versions of the texture, one dark and filtered, one slightly more open. Twitch between them every 8 bars for instant evolution. You can also offset a duplicate layer slightly late for a worn, sampled feel. Or split the texture into highs and mids by duplicating the track, high passing one copy and low passing the other, then blending them quietly. That can make the bed feel fuller without getting messy. For arrangement, this kind of texture is especially powerful in intros, breakdowns, and transitions. Start with only crackle and a slice or two, then add the full chopped layer after 4 or 8 bars. Let support the first half of a drop, then mute it so the main drums hit harder when the ear gets a reset. Or use it as a bridge between sections, stripping the bass out and letting the texture carry momentum for a few bars before the next impact. And that's the real point. The Midnight Amen approach is not just a loop-building trick. It's a groove tool. It adds rhythmic memory, history, and motion without stealing focus from the main drop. That is classic drum and bass thinking right there. So here's your quick recap. Start with a break that has personality. Warp it and stretch it until it feels worn and ghostly. Slice it into a drum rack. Build a simple groove with space, swing, and ghost notes. Darken it with filtering, thicken it with saturation, and keep it under control with EQ and volume. Add a touch of noise, automate movement, and use it to support arrangement rather than just looping forever. If you remember only one thing, remember this. The best jungle texture feels alive because it is slightly imperfect, slightly dusty, and always in service of the drums. That's the magic. Now go build that midnight break bed and let it breathe under your track.